Track 11.
Comparing and contrasting.
Hey, Lisa. Have you heard of Big White or Mount Revelstoke?
I think so. Where are they?
Big White is near Kelowna in BC, whereas Mount Revelstoke is further north and it's a national park. Big White is not a national park.
Cool. What can you do there?
Well, at Big White, you can go snowshoeing, but you can also do that in Revelstoke.
Can you go hiking in the summer?
Oh, yeah. You can do plenty of hiking, and there are some pretty beautiful peaks in both Mount Revelstoke and Big White. However, the wildflowers are what bring most people to Revelstoke. I'm not sure if Big White has any wildflowers.
Cool. What else?
I know that Big White has plenty of ski slopes. In contrast, according to the website, you can't ski at Mount Revelstoke.
Oh, why not?
Well, it's a national park, so I guess they have it preserved for other activities. You can ski nearby, though. But they do have some cool geographical features there, like jagged mountains and some steep shale slopes. The national park used to be covered in a giant glacier. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Are there any lakes? I love lakes.
Yes, plenty. They both have that in common, actually. They both have alpine and subalpine lakes where you can hike to in the summer. I don't know which one I want to visit more.
What's the difference between an alpine and a subalpine lake?
Oh, I had to look that one up myself. A subalpine lake refers to a lake that is just below the tree line. An alpine lake is a higher up lake. Alpine lakes are freezing.
They both sound like amazing places to visit. On the one hand, Revelstoke is beautiful, but far away. On the other hand, you can do nearly all the same activities at Big White, and it's a lot closer to Kelowna.
You're right. Big White, here I come.